Hi there, Jake. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included. Of course, answer any questions that you have, and because it is a very young company, she is asking for me to apply that new in business rate for you, make it even more affordable for you.
Uh-huh.
Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
That's going good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where everyone goes, all of us, when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that's the power of this particular listing, because people will be on their smartphone or their computer and they'll go on Google or Bing looking for someone who does tree service. And they don't need to know the name of your company, and whatever they type in, tree service, tree trimming, tree pruning, tree removal, whatever they might type in, as long as it's a service that you want to be found for, and as long as they're in that 50-mile service area, our job is to make sure that Lumberjake Tree Services is one of those top options that people will see. And, of course, you'll get those phone calls directly to you. You won't be the only company that pops up on that person's search. And, of course, not everyone who sees you there will decide to call you. But that's a good thing. You know, you're not going to get calls from people who are just looking for estimates or looking for the cheapest guy. We'll build a .com website for you, so the calls that you get will be from someone who looked at that website first and then kind of made an educated decision, a conscious choice to call you, really hoping that you're available to do the job and pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate with those calls coming directly to you. And, of course, it's not just for Google. I mean, you'll be verified and recognized on Google and Bing. You'll have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, almost 70 different directories and destinations, because that's what the search engines search for, that content relating to that person's search. So, like a website, those directories will talk about your services in your service area. Well, you'll pop mm-hmm. up right there in that local map. Now, as far as pricing goes, it's a young company. You actually see the biggest reduction in the cost that we offer to the services, to the public. The new in business rate is by far our lowest rate, and it does bring your rate down from what would have normally been $399 a month to just $199. And the $199, Jake, that's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it bills once a month for that amount. There's no taxes or fees mm-hmm. or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees, because the calls do come directly to you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for Lumberjake Tree Services?
Possibly. I'm thinking about doing that, but I don't know. I kind of have good business right now. It'd be a lot better to have good advertising.
Right. I mean, I know that Tara put in the notes it's typically just you, but you can get help if you need it. Now, keep in mind, this is not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle. But you'll get phone calls, and then, of course, you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. The best part, I mean, for your services, obviously, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Be profitable at that reduced rate of $199. Even one job is going to more than offset the cost, even for many months. Now, you know, like I said, we do want to build a website for you. We offer our services on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term contract. Our job, of course, is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. We do want you to be successful right from the very beginning. And a lot of times for our younger companies, they'll let me do a website at no additional cost. You know, like I said, it's not just about getting you on that first page, but getting your phone ringing. And we want people who see you there to have the good reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, if we do include that website, not only would the initial construction be included, but the hosting, maintenance, even updating of that website would be included as well. So as we send you more jobs, you can send us photos and we can update those onto the website. There would never be any additional cost for that. Now, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work's coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, keep in mind, everything has the click-to-call feature. The calls come directly to you. There will also be a contact form on the website, so people can tell you where they're located and what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you do get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not really.
Okay. I had a question for you. I think Tara found it when she was looking for a website, but she did attach here the Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. Now, that's a very different service. That's a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah.
And how do you like that service overall?
It's fair, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you know, that's a pretty common response when I talk to people who have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or something like Thumbtack or Networks, Craftjack. They're all about the same. I mean, it is a shared lead system where you get a lead, but that lead also does get sent and sold to a handful of your competitors, so... You know, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you still have to pay for that lead. So it is going to be hit or miss, you know, but at least as long as you're getting some work out of it, it might be worth doing. But I think what you'll love most about our service is you're not in a bidding war with your competitors. You're not dealing with a potential customer who's even expecting several bids and several phone calls. You'll get calls directly to you from someone who wants to hire you for your services. Now, being that it is a position that we are filling today, that flat rate of $199, if I can get that website to be included at no additional cost, I'm sure that's more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you, get your phone ringing and kind of prove it to you 1 month at a time, right?
Could be. Okay. When would you start doing it?
When would we start doing it?
Yeah, like when would the website be up?
So that's a good question. It takes us about 3-5 business days to build out your website. We'll create the necessary content in that same period of time. We'll get you PIN verified on Google and Bing. That might take 5 to 10 business days. But it is a month-to-month service, so... Obviously, we want you to see the return on investment right from the very beginning. Optimal placement, 30 to 45 days, but, you know, we have to earn your business. To be honest with you, the new in business rate, especially if I'm going to include a website for you, that's below our cost. You know, it's going to cost us more in that first month than the $199 to get it going for you. You know, we're going to spend more in time and resources and the direct cost to create those directories and the website than you'd be investing. So we've got skin in the game too. We're invested in your success as well. We wouldn't even be locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs, though. We know our clients keep the service on their own because it's profitable to be on that first page. So, and like I said, your success is our success. As long as your phone's ringing, you're going to want to keep the service.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any sort of data, like the web traffic around here?
Could you repeat that?
Do you have any sort of, like, any sort of data on the current web traffic?
Oh, for what people are searching for and what you can expect. So you're doing a 50 mile radius. So let me do a quick search. This is going to be 50 miles from the 79772. It looks like it's only populating 7-8. It's going to be the 8 most popular search phrases for tree services. So this is not an all-inclusive list. You're not going to be limited, though, by what someone types in. I mean, crowning, thinning, lacing, cabling, I mean, stump removal, stump grinding, you know, those aren't even on this list. But you can still be found for those keywords and search phrases and get those phone calls. So this is kind of a conservative estimate here. But just for those 8 most popular search phrases in the last 30 days, I'm seeing 1,813 searches. Now, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. People like to search more than once. And I'm definitely not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. But Google's been tracking this for a very long time. And regardless of the area, regardless of the industry, the businesses that are on the first page see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1% of 1,800 is 18, 2% would be 36. If we're adding all the other things that people can type in and you can be found for, you know, if you're getting 20 or 40, 50 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website before they called you, I mean, even a modest conversion rate is going to have you profitable and probably about as busy as you'd want to be, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 200 a month, and that's does that generally go up? You say it's in the contract?
Yeah, no, it is an exact amount, yeah. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, and, I mean, it is reduced for our younger companies. It's kind of a promotional rate for younger businesses, but it's not an introductory rate. So it's never going to go up on you. In fact, not even by a penny. And it is month to month. So as long as you choose to use the service, it's going to be that flat rate. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service too if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it's going to be that flat rate on a month-to-month basis, and it would never go up.
Okay. And what companies y'all work for?
So let me do this for you. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm sending you right now a link to our pricing page. localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Now, we've been around since 2004. We'll be celebrating our 19th anniversary a little later on this year. That's a long time for any company to be in business, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a long time, you know, getting businesses on the internet, that's a young industry. I did send that out to you by SMS message, but it works just like a text message. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up?
Yeah, hold on. Okay.
Okay. So you are, like I said, going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. One of the things that you can also do on there that I did not mention is monitor your reviews. And you'll have reviews. I mean, we are creating the almost 70 directories that Google looks for. And most of those directories do allow someone to write a review. So Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, Superpages, Manta, wherever those reviews originally populate, they will repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews. You can even have us respond to your reviews for you. We would do that at no additional cost if you wanted us to. Like I said, 18 years in business plus, of course, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It's a month-to-month service. So, of course, we have to keep your phone ringing, earn your business for you to be a satisfied client. If you scroll down about halfway, it does say Google Ads Partner. There's a small box that says Google Partner with a colorful Google G on it. Now, that is not just copy and pasted off of the Internet. That is our official badge of authenticity provided to us directly from Google. And if you click on it, it does go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is a Google Partner. Of course, that makes all the difference in the world when Google makes changes to their map algorithm. Now, usually they just want us to add new directories. Sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories, but whatever those changes are, we are ahead of the curve and in that conversation to make sure you've got the right content. So we're talking about the pro package here, real budget-friendly way to cover your service area. Now, if you're telling me you're going to go 100 miles or something like that, then we'd be talking about some of those other packages that would include paid ads, either Facebook ads or Google ads or both of them. But this is for the local map for that pack result. Now, there's some other bells and whistles on the other packages, account dashboard access, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. If it only costs us time to create, I can include them. Again, we're not going to come out of pocket to pay for paid ads, but I can include some of those other things in that pro package. But instead of that $399, you'd be looking at $199 as an exact amount. You know, we are moving into the weekend, and I'm trying to get as many of these positions filled as I possibly can. I did know, and when we talked about it from before, you've got the Angie leads. I know that you're paying money for leads. They're hit or miss. You know, I can't wear a black eye for what's going bad. I can't accept praise for what's going good. We've got nothing at all to do with them. But there is a promo code in our system for someone who is spending advertising dollars elsewhere, and it does allow me to reduce the cost of that setup fee. Now, that setup fee of $299, that's across the board. It's for all the SEO content that we have to create to get you on that first page. Now, normally I might take, you know, 20, 30, 50% off of that setup fee. But like I said, I know our clients keep the service long-term because you are paying for leads. And I'm not expecting you to shut those leads off right away. Although a lot of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they do find they can keep their leads paused more often or cap them at a much lower amount. Some of my clients do actually shut their lead-based service off altogether. But I want to go ahead and waive that $299 setup fee for you. So it's just going to be the $199 even out the door in that first month. That definitely puts it on us to get your phone ringing and earn your business. But like I said, it is a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, no long-term contract.
Okay. Okay. We'll do it.
Is it, well, I see it listed as an LLC, but I did want to ask if you wanted to include the LLC in the branding of the business name. It is a personal preference, but what we want to have is consistency for your business, meaning that we want it to be listed the same way everywhere. And Lumberjake looks like it's one word with the capital L and the capital J, but did you want it as Lumberjake
Yes.
Tree Services LLC or without the LLC?
You leave the LLC in there.
Leave the LLC. Yeah, it makes the business look a little bit more professional, and I always recommend putting it on there, but it is a personal preference, so I did want to ask. And then when we get your phone ringing, Jake, is this not only the best number for us to reach you, is it also the business number? Is this the number you want your customers to call?
Yes.
And the 432-940-6662, is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
You can, of course. Obviously, I just sent you one. And then the reason I ask is, like I said, most of the time you're going to get direct phone calls. But if someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, it will be listed physically on your website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would really need to see that email address. But you know, from time to time, we'll use the email address to send you longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. And, of course, either way, it will be connected to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you personally or for the business itself?
It's going to be lumberjaketreeservices@yahoo.com.
Okay, so basically the name of the business at yahoo.com. We'll definitely list that on the website. And then when we contact you, like I said, we do use phone, text, and email. It's the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. But did you have a preference, Jake, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
No, any way works.
Any of them? Good. There's going to be some redundancy built in. If we call you, we don't reach you, we're going to leave a message, send a text message. And then what I wanted to ask you is that Angie Leeds does list the physical street address, the 502 South Oleander, but correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer, Jake. No one ever comes to you. There's really not a physical address or showroom that would be promoted for your business. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Is that the Oleander Street address your residence?
Yes. I moved it to my LLC.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. And even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or something like that, as long as customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address because they don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially
yes.
Since you're out in the field most days. Jake, I never did get your last name.
Oh, Weinick.
Can you spell that?
It's a W-E-I-N-A-C-H-T.
You said C-H-T, like Tom?
Yes.
So W-E-I-N, was it A-C-H-T?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I do want to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. So we're going to want to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, find out a little bit more about, you know, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And, of course, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I need to do here, Jake, because we are Google partners, it is required of us to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is, of course, a month-to-month service. That in this case, we're reducing the cost of the service and waiving the setup fee, and even including that website for you, et cetera. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Jake, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jake, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Jake, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
It's Lumberjake Tree Services, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
It's Jake Weinick, and I'm the owner-operator.
And then, Mr. Weinick, as the owner and operator of Lumberjake Tree Services, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Jake, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Weinick, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Weinick, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, Jake, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, like I said, it's month to month. We are already aware of the Angie lead. There is no direct conflict with that. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or more important, right down to the LLC, we will always make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jake, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that business information is always accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, waiving your setup fee, including that website for you, and, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, Jake, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 27th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And again, that $199, Jake, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Jake, that website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned before, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, so again, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service too. If you need to go on vacation, get more work than you can take on, or pause the service seasonally if necessary, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Jake, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Weinock, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jake, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Weinick, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Jake, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
We'll do it on Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, Jake, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
Any middle initial on that card or just first and last?
Just first and last.
Is it, and it's Jake, not Jacob on the card?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. It's 4091.
Okay.
4700.
Yes, sir.
0003.
Okay.
8403.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's going to be 1 of 26.
01 of 2026, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
241.
241. So I've got 241, 241 on the back. I've got January or 01 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Jake, was the card itself 4091 4700
0003 8403? That's correct.
Does that bill at the home address of 502 South Orleander Street, 79772?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It is coming through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, I don't have a pen.
You do not have a pen? Okay.
No.
Well, you're going to get it by email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can email the support team 24/7, of course. And if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you'll receive all that information by email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for this call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, looks like the soonest available is going to be 11 o'clock. There's also a 12 o'clock, and then in the afternoon, there is a 3 looks like we're booked up at 4, but there is a 5 o'clock. So did you want something kind of morning or early afternoon, late as 5?
Yeah, morning's fine.
Morning. So did you want the 11 o'clock then?
In sure.
About an hour? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 11 to 12. The call itself is going to get to you just a few minutes after 11. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that really does take about half that time. It might get to you a few minutes after 11, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I am available when our technician is ready to make that call, if I'm in between calls myself, then I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and it might be 11:05, 11:10. But whenever they are ready to call you, if I am on a call, they'll call you on their own, and of course they'll have your file, so they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, I did want to set up a security question and answer here for you. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Lumberjack Tree Services, LLC, even if it's you, Jake, and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
It's the city.
The city, and then what is the answer?
Austin, Texas.
Austin. Okay, I gotta type it in twice just to confirm. You're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I have the emails.
Okay, yeah, it looks like you got a couple of emails. You got the welcome email as well with the client support phone number. And then the one that we want you to see now is the local splash initial invoice. If you open that up, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached your invoice below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked. It does go to the local splash terms of experience. Talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, our main focus is Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but it's like 1 out of 10 that will choose Bing instead of Google. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those opportunities and those phone calls as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 directories. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would either copy and paste your name as it appears there or type it in. It is case sensitive if you type it in. And if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got Jake Weinacht in that that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Now, Jake, that does a few things. First of all, of course, that lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've waived the setup fee, that we've included the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that anything that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you are successful in doing that. If it asks you for a username and a password, just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So if it's asking you for a username and a password, you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. And our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do the client interview first to get the information to create the content for there to be something to track. But within the next day or two, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password once you access your tracking system. Some people never do, and that's fine. I can actually give you the username because that has already been created, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So 432-940-6662, that's your username. In fact, I'm sending you now a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. But it's just going to say local splash CIENG. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. I did send that out to you. You're all set and squared away on my end. Like you said, if I'm available in that 11 o'clock hour when we're ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well. If I'm not, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website up, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you, Jake, and hopefully I'll be available in about an hour or so when we give you a call back.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. Thank you. You have a great rest of the day, sir. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thank you, Jake. Bye-bye.